Radio now. Talia King with Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. And producer Pork Chop said we had an intervention?
Yeah, I don't know what it would be called, an intervention, an epiphany, something. But
I think it would be called an epiphany because an intervention is held by other people.
Yeah.
You just had like an intervention by yourself.
And then an intervention would end us like this.
Yeah. No, this is huge, and I think this is really good for me, and I need your help.
Okay.
I need your help. So 2 days ago, I talked about how I went to the dentist, and they took my blood pressure, and it was like 170 over 90 or something, which is allegedly really bad.
Yeah, you almost had to go to the ER.
Yeah, they were like, look, kid, if it was 180, like, we would have had to admit you. Like, you could have had a stroke sitting here if we were working on your teeth.
But wait, who's calling you kid?
Well, I mean, I always
don't look like a kid. I'm just kidding.
So that happened, and that, you know, that's kind of scary. Like, I am 30 now, so I guess I'm not a child anymore, like Liv just pointed out.
Right.
But, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll buckle down. And last night, I went out to Kroger and I went shopping, right, Liv?
Yes, he did. And he saved money. He got so many groceries for like under $40. I'm so proud of him. He got like wheat bread. He got
almond milk.
I'm so impressed by that. I mean, geez. But I'm honestly like, I looked at his grocery list and I was honestly very impressed. You're on your way to like a healthy start.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Now, here's the rest.
Okay.
I can't say that. I know. I want to transform my body.
Mm.
Like our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, like I Skype him every day because we have to talk about technical stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's always like
he's
doing
got his
thirst
shirt
trap
off.
Instagram pictures.
He's got his shirt off 75% of the time.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like, why can't I do that? I can.
Yeah.
And I want to do that. So I went shopping. I started the healthy list. But now I want to get into shape. And I've got a lot of friends, you know, especially that live here in Indy who, you know, they work out and they invite me to come work out with them. But I think I want a personal trainer, like maybe someone that could really like whip me, crack me into shape, someone that could see my body and understand what kind of workouts I need to do. And I've been saving some money. So like I know I'd have to get a gym membership.
Right. But here's the thing. What? Personal trainers, I don't think you realize how expensive personal trainers are.
You're right. I don't. Where I came from in Michigan, I had a friend who is a personal trainer, and I think he charged me like $150 for 12 sessions, which... Mm-hmm.
That is cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. That is that's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
So I don't know if there's someone listening who's like a personal trainer who's willing maybe to help me out, or maybe you're in that price range. I mean, if you listen to the show, you know I'm not the richest person.
And here's my thing. I'm... love this. I think it's great. I'm going to support you in this. But I think that maybe you should just start working out on your own.
But Liv, I don't know what to do.
I know, but well, I can help you. I mean, I'm not a personal trainer by any means. I'm not certified or anything like that, but I know how to work out.
You know how to do the basics.
I know how to do the basics. And here's the thing, too. I have been asking you to come to one of those cycle bar classes.
But are you going to make me look like Lenny and transform
me? But here's the thing. You need to start somewhere. I think this would be
a good start.
Once you prove to yourself that you can stick to something, you can stick to working out, I think, like you can stick to working out and not spending crazy money. I think you should almost like prove it to yourself and earn it to yourself that if you stick to it for this amount of time, you lose just this amount of pounds or something like that, then be like, okay, like I'm going to invest in myself to get a personal trainer just because it's so expensive. So to do it right off the bat.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
So now my next question for you would be, what's a good time frame? Like, you say, you know, start going to cycle bar with you, start running or walking. How long until I pursue a personal trainer?
Well, I think until, I would say maybe a month, 6 weeks.
Okay.
I would say 6 weeks. I think 6 weeks, if you are consistently working out, and you're like, yeah, I'm seriously going to do this, then I think invest some money in a personal trainer or something. But I also think it's up to you where you're at in like your journey. I don't think, you know, but quite honestly, I don't think that walking for you.
Okay. Understood.
For you, mm-hmm. walking is not going to be a workout.
Okay,
you can't.
That's fine.
You can't start there. You're going. You're already kind of kidding yourself.
Okay, agreeable. I mean, if there is someone listening who has some sort of input or insight, please definitely Instagram or tweet us at Radio Now AM Show.
Yes.
Or you can call in 833-563-2539. We have Eric on the phone. Eric, what are you thinking about Porkchop's new goal?
I think it's definitely an attainable goal. I was a little bit heavier about a few months ago. I ended up losing like 25, 30 pounds. And I did it by actually walking and just kind of like playing sports and stuff. And I have a gym membership, but I don't like to do the traditional running and lifting and picking things up and putting them down.
See, Eric, because I can do that, and I have done that before. I've eaten healthier, and I've done, like, you know, some things like playing sports. But I think you'd have to see what our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, what he looks like. Like, he's got abs, and I think I can't say think. I can do it, right, Liv?
I mean, Lenny's a hard goal. I mean, yeah, that's Lenny, a lofty goal. Lenny's pretty ripped.
Lenny is a hard goal, too, and I don't think so much you should be – I think you should be focusing on, you know, maybe getting bigger muscles or slimming down, trimming down. But I think that you should not – your goal shouldn't be to look like Lenny. Your goal shouldn't be to look like anyone else. Your goal should be – to get healthy and to lose weight. If you end up getting abs in that process, that's amazing. But, like, there are some people, it's just different body types. Lenny has a different body type. Like, there are some people to where it's like, you know.
Are you saying my body type wasn't made to be, like, ripped?
No, I'm not saying that at all. You might be. I have no idea what your body type is like when you're eating and living a healthy lifestyle. I have no idea what your body type is like when you do that. But, I mean, I eat very healthy. I work out a decent amount, like pretty consistently. I don't have a six pack.
Yeah.
Because that's just not my body
type. It's really hard.
It's just not my body type. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. And I accept my body type. I think I look good. I know I live healthy. I mean, I could be healthier, you know, but I know I live healthy and I know I live good and I'm okay because I'm not comparing myself. I'm saying like, hey, I'm
just
going to work out to
look
like this person.
As an example. I'm not saying I want to look just like him.
I know, but I think that sometimes when you like, compare yourself to another person for your motivation, it's going to leave you unhappy.
Yeah, comparison is hard. All right, we got Amanda on the phone. She says she wants to help Porkchop, right?
Really?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So I just wanted to tell Porkchop I work for the YMCA. We have a diabetes prevention program, and it's for anyone who's like overweight, wanting to change their lifestyle. They might be at risk for developing diabetes later on in life.
Mm.
We offer like an income-based fee for that.
Oh, okay.
We offer payment plans for that, and it helps you lose like weight. You kind of like track your physical activity, and it sounds like that might be a good start for you to like kind of start your journey.
You don't have to have diabetes to sign up for this, right?
No, okay. It's like diabetes prevention.
Yeah, I was making sure.
I was going to say give it 3 years and he'll
be fine. Yeah, he might be on the way.
I'm just kidding.
All right, well, I think, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick to it. Liv, I'm going to take your advice first.
Yeah, you know, and I'll help you. I'm more than willing to give you as much advice as I can. I mean, I am telling you, I'm not a professional, but like, I know how to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it my whole life.
I'm in there.
We're all in this together, starting with the cycle bar tonight.
Yes!
Let's do it!